And a long time leading up to it, I was very embarrassed about being 50. I thought, oh my God, 50, you think of the world, you think of your grandmother, you think of your mother, you think of old. But in my mind, it took me a while to get there. But once I accepted the fact, I heard a quote from Oprah saying that any woman that hides her age, she just doesn't get it. She's like, because when you hide your age, you're hiding all your experiences.
This is the Entrepology Podcast. The podcast where we optimize the bodies, brains, and lifestyles of entrepreneurs, go-getters, and world-changing innovators.
Welcome to the Entrepology Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Megan Walker. As a naturopathic doctor and entrepologist, I optimize the health and performance of badass women working to change the world as entrepreneurs and go-getters. You know, people exactly like you. Your business, body balance, and inner badass, these are the themes we are exploring. So it's kind of cool when I have an opportunity to interview a guest who really is the confluence of the three things we focus on in this podcast: your business, your health, and the mindset that enables you to have progressive impact. Andrea Donsky is the founder of Naturally Savvy. She's been an entrepreneur in the health space for over 20 years, and we have what I can only describe as an eclectic interview headed your way. We talk partnerships, menopause, because it's connected to a new venture that she has coming up, bioindividuality as it pertains to our diets and healthcare regimes. And most importantly, we integrate all of these pieces together to really paint a clear picture as to why your health, your mindset, and your business ultimately are the perfect coming together of your capacity for contribution in this world. This interview with Andrea is a perfect segue off of our mindset mini series that we've been running over the last 3 weeks, because I really feel like she's emblematic of someone who's pulled all of these different elements together. It is truly my pleasure to introduce you to the powerhouse, Andrea Donsky. Andrea Donsky, welcome to the Entrepology Podcast.
Hi, Megan. Thanks so much for having me. I'm very excited.
Well, we actually have a lot to unpack, and I was sharing with you just before we got started, we've just come off a mindset mini series that I ran and I was speaking to. And one of the reasons why I was really excited to put your interview right here is because I feel like your career and your contribution to health and wellness is really sort of a culmination of a lot of the different ideas that we were talking about. And your background and training as a holistic nutritionist, and you've gone on to found Naturally Savvy, you've really put in place so many different systems and opportunities for yourself. And I want to unpack those. I want to understand how you, well, I'm sure you do sometimes suffer from overwhelm, but how do you manage those pieces? How do you know what action to take next? We're going to talk about all the projects that you have on the table. We're going to use this as such an example of how we can create clarity and contribution in our lives. But before we do that, Andrea, can you share with all of my listeners really a little encapsulation of your story? How did we get here?
It is 20 years. So I am celebrating 20 years in my company this year with my partner, Randy. And I do want to give a big shout out to my business partner, because a big reason as to why I am where I am now is because of Randy. Her name's Randy Boyer. We've been partners, two female partners, for 20 years, which is very rare in and of itself. And I really believe that it comes down to finding that right partner and finding and doing something that you love. So I'd say, why am I, you know, getting to where I am now? It comes down to passion. It comes down to loving what I do. I wake up every single morning, Megan, and I have a huge smile on my face. There are days when you're like, oh, you know, but you know, those Monday morning blues don't exist. In fact, I'm like, okay, it's weekend. Do I have some things I need to get done? Like, I love what I do. And I think that is inherently the reason why I am where I am today.
Yeah, I would echo that. I would echo that piece. There's been I've been actually enjoying my weekends now since we've been in a little bit more of a simpler mode. But come Sunday night, I am sincerely excited to get back at the work I do. And it's such a privilege that we both are able to do that with our lives. I would love for you, Andrea, just to share with everybody, because I, you know, when I work with practitioners who are just getting started and then who are looking at all of the options on the horizon for where they are going to go, how did you fall into the groove of taking the next right step? Is that an inherent skill for you? Or did someone tell you what to do? Do you have an amazing business coach? Like, how do you chart your course?
I do think that was an inherent skill. So I, you know, funny enough, when I first went back to become a nutritionist, I knew first and foremost, I was an entrepreneur. So I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur since I remember my earliest memory, I was 16 years old, and I remember thinking, I'm gonna have my own company one day. I don't really know what it's gonna be, but I'm gonna be in my own business. So I made sure that in order to get me where I was, now some of it was conscious, some of it wasn't conscious, through my subconscious, but I knew ultimately I was gonna be where I am today. And I just made sure that I educated myself. I took on jobs that shaped really what I ended up doing in my career. And then one day I was like, you know what, I'm ready. I was 29 and I just bought my new house. Funny enough, it's the craziest story. Actually, it's really cool. I just bought a new house and I looked at my husband and I said, honey, I'm miserable in my job. I'm gonna start my own company. He looked at me, he's like, really? We just bought a house. Like, for real, timing, not so good, Andrea. And I was like, no, I know, I could do this and I believe in myself and we're gonna make it happen. And I literally just, I just did it. So I think that trust in myself, confidence in myself, and also just having that inherent gift, knowing that it's gonna take me where I need to go and making those decisions. To answer your question specifically, Megan, when I did go back to school, I went back to school with a purpose. I actually had no intention of practicing one-on-one with clients. I went back because from my entrepreneur mindset, I knew that having a degree in nutrition will actually propel me to where I need to go. So I went back purposely to get that degree so that it can enhance my entrepreneurship.
And what's the favorite thing you've got going on right now on the table? Set the stage for what you're working on right now. And I want to work backwards on how you manage all the things that you've got going on.
Well, I'm so excited. So obviously we've got Naturally Savvy. We work Naturally Savvy day in, day out. I've got an incredible team. But now we are going to be launching a new company called Morphous. And Morphous is a play on the word metamorphosis. People, women, we are going through perimenopause and menopause. I am 50. I turned 50 this year. I am in menopause and I am proud of it. And a long time leading up to it, I was very embarrassed about being 50. I thought, oh my God, 50, you think of the world, you think of your grandmother, you think of your mother, you think of old. But in my mind, it took me a while to get there. But once I accepted the fact, I heard a quote from Oprah saying that any woman that hides her age, she just doesn't get it. She's like, because when you hide your age, you're hiding all your experiences. And I was like, aha, right. You know, that light went on. I'm like, I'm done. I'm going to own it. And now I tell everybody that I'm 50, whether it's somebody packing my groceries or it's like my mailman or woman, like I literally scream it from the rooftops. But it took me a while to get here. And now that I'm here, I decided I really want to focus on helping women in peri and menopause and helping women navigate through this time of their life and being proud of it. And there's a stigma around menopause and there's a stigma around getting older and owning our age. And I am here now, my partner Randy, we are on a mission to banish that stigma and own it because it is part of life. We are all going to get there. God willing, we're all going to get there, hopefully. And it's a matter of saying, okay, I'm going to take it and I'm going to own it.
I love that. And you know what? I have found that as I have gotten older, my capacity to have clarity and know where I want to execute, I think it's a function of age. I think it's a function of experience. And I want to unpack a little bit about that project, but I also want on a really tangible level, how do you, now that you're managing Naturally Savvy and you're launching a new company, how do you decide what action you are going to take on any given day? Like, how do you banish the overwhelm of all the responsibilities sitting on your table? Because I feel really like between sort of 35 and 55, we are in our maximum state of responsibility and people responsible for, companies we're responsible for. Like, how do you balance that?
Great question. I'm not always great at it. So the word balance, I like to say that as an entrepreneur, it's very hard to have balance. And that's, again, my opinion. I actually love work. So part of it is the passion as the fact that I do love what I do. The other part is having a great team. I've learned that I can't do it all. And I've also learned that I'm really good at some things and really awful at other things. And I've learned to accept what I'm awful at and have people help me to fill in those gaps. Because we can't do everything, because we will get overwhelmed, and that is true. I've learned to delegate, which I wasn't always great at, but I've learned to say, you know what, Rand, you're really good at that. And I always, when people ask us, how come you and Randy are so successful as female business partners? I always say, because we do very different things. If we were the same and both had that same skill set, we wouldn't be where we are and we wouldn't be as successful as we are. So I'd say I'm able to delegate. I have a team. So one person in particular, Lisa, who helps me, we call her my left-hand woman because I'm a lefty. She really helps take a lot of pressure off me. I've learned to, my husband is incredible. You know, over the years, I've been married now 20 years, and my husband understands. So when I need some time, he's able to handle the kids. I've learned to train my kids, although it is not great with my children. So they do, like, if I'm on the phone, they are walking in, especially now, and interrupting. But my kids also get it that mom works, and, you know, she helps to bring in money to the family. So it's explaining it to my children, and they're getting older, so they do understand it. But I would say, am I great at it? No, I'm not great at it. I just do what I can. And when I wake up in the morning to decide what we're working on, it's a team effort. And between myself, Randy, and Lisa, and then obviously our extended team where we have to, like, delegate certain things out to. I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, it does. And I'm actually going to get even more granular than that. Do you plan, like, do you plan your day out weekly? Do you plan it based quarterly? Like, actually, how do you plan your execution?
It's another great question. So Randy and I, funny enough, we're not great at planning ahead. So that wasn't one of the things that we excelled at. But over the years, we have had other people come into our business. So we've had other partners. It didn't work out, which is all good, learning from everything, that have taught us certain skill sets that we didn't have. And Randy and I both were in the corporate world, but more than 20 years ago. So it was a long time ago that we were actually in that environment where you tend to have that more organization, those organized skill set. So I've had, you know, consultants from, you know, people that we've hired to my sister who works in a corporate environment that has helped us shape certain things. So do we plan out our day, you know, from morning to evening or to morning, our full day? No, we don't. But we do know what we need to get done in a week. We also have weekly meetings. And now that we're starting Morphus, we have a woman who's joined us who is from the corporate environment who is extremely planned out. So it's helped us really to shape what our days look like. So would I say that I'm great at, you know, waking up and saying, okay, here's what my day, and I listen to a lot of podcasts and a lot of experts who say you should have your entire day planned out. I'm going to tell you, I actually don't.
I think that's so refreshing to hear, because I've been, and I shared this in our last few episodes. I've actually been really struggling with my daily routine, not because we're off, but because I overthink it, but because I'm listening to this person say we have to do it this way and this person saying I have to do it this way, and I admire all these people and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, how? And then what happens to me is I don't pick the best and the version that works for me. I try to do all of their versions on every single day, and it really, my whole nervous system is just like, oh, okay, great, I can find my groove. I can take the bits and pieces of all of these different offerings and find the version that works for me. Because I think no matter where you're executing, I think we all suffer from this at various points of time. And you kind of alluded to that, right? In your journey, we brought in different people, we tried different things, and ultimately, you end up with the version that's actually working for you. I love that. I want to transition a little bit, Andrea, and I really appreciate getting your insight because you are a seasoned entrepreneur. I love talking to female business owners because I think we bring a really unique and fresh perspective. But I actually want to unpack Morphus a little bit and the impetus for that idea, because I love this idea of embracing who we are as women during that perimenopausal phase. And I will just share, when I was first starting in practice, my most favorite population to work with were women who were in perimenopause or transitioning through menopause. And I remember they'd come in and I was like 30 years old, and I was trying not to be insulting to them, but they'd sit down, they're like, oh, I need to manage my menopause is out of control. And I was like, this is so exciting that you are in menopause. Like, do you know what's happening to you physiologically? Like, your brain is shifting to give you more wisdom. And they looked at me like I was this crackhead 30-year-old who, like, had 20 years to go. And as I approach that phase in life, that excitement is actually renewed for me. So I would really love for you to speak to, like, what is the outcome? What is the feeling? What is this community all about? What are women going to get out of being a part of it?
Number one, I feel like, you know, we all feel like when we're going through certain things, we think that we're alone, but we're not alone. And I think that's the most important thing for us, is that knowing that there's a community of us who are going through the same things and we're not hiding it. You know, I never really had that conversation with my mother growing up about her, you know, experiences with menopause. All I knew is that she had hot flashes for 20 years. That's all I knew. And that was the extent of my knowledge about menopause, until I started going through it on my own and saying, whoa, wait. So for me, it started at 47 and I had really bad hot flashes. And in my mind, I'm like, wait, I'm a nutrition expert. Wait, I am super, you know, very strict with what I eat and very strict with how I live my life. Why am I going through this? Why am I having any signs and symptoms of menopause? So it started me on my own journey of, wait a minute, I need to like delve in deeper. I need to understand what, you know, am I the only one going through this? And that's what kind of propelled us to be like, okay, if we're going through this, other people must be going through this too. So I would say number one, understanding that we're not alone and that we have each other to kind of go through it. The other really thing, big thing for me is, like I said, is getting rid of that stigma. I don't want anybody to be, I don't want anybody anymore, women, men, you know, whether it's our partner, whether it's us going through it, to be embarrassed. I am so done with the embarrassment of being through, going through menopause, that I want us to understand that we could talk about it freely when we embrace it. So we want to make it, you know, we had a executive meeting the other day and we were laughing. I'm like, okay, ladies, I want menopause to be synonymous, like Kleenex is to tissue. I want menopause, like Morpheus, to be synonymous to menopause. And I want us to be okay with the fact that we're talking about it. So I would say that's an important thing for us as well. And then also doing more research. The cool thing, and the reason this is really what sparked the idea of even coming out with a company, was launching this company, was that community part, but also solutions. I am very much my nature, and I think Megan, you are too, and any of us who are in this health field, is we want to help people. That's why we do what we do, right? We want to provide solutions for people. So providing solutions, whether it be, you know, a product, whether it be like a supplement, to be able to help people manage their signs and symptoms so they can navigate through this life really with a lot more, you know, with a lot more ease, I guess, and not suffering. We may all have these signs and symptoms, but there are solutions to help mitigate them.
Well, yeah, and common doesn't mean normal, which is another piece of mitigating that shame and jumping into that conversation. I'd love for you to share, Andrea, some of the things that you've actually uncovered in your own journey as someone who really was invested in their health and is still like, what is going on here? I'm getting these symptoms. What are some of the stones that you turned over in this process?
That we can help ourselves. I would say, number one, that we can find the solutions is that, you know, being who I am and being that research oriented, digging deeper, you know, kind of, I want to get the answers. I did not let it go because it was so, Megan, when I turned 47, 2 months after my 47th birthday, the hot flashes started. They were so bad for about a year that I literally looked at my husband and I said, if I have to live like this for the rest of my life, I don't think I can. Like I would get them for like every few minutes and they would last 30 seconds. It was so invasive in my life and to everything going around me. And I thought, if I need to find the solution, I need to be able to help myself and then help other people as well. And I did, I found the solution. I found something that's working for me. This is one of the products we want to launch, which is a hot flash remedy. And the other thing for me too, is making sure that it's safe, making sure it has no negative impact on hormones. Because I found, and this is an interesting thing, so many of the products out there that help women have some type of effect on our hormones. And that was an important thing for me. So understanding the science, understanding ingredients that have clinical research behind them, right? So all of these things I'd say were very important for me that I really found through my journey to be like, okay, we could do this. We could do this, we can find solutions, and not many people are focusing on this area. It's now being talked about a lot more, which I love and I love seeing. But really, if you look at the grand scheme of healthcare, women in menopause, it's a very small portion. So that's the other part that excited me, because it's new territory and we're going to be forging ahead with this territory that we're going to hopefully leading that charge.
Well, yeah. And you say women in menopause, but you know, I would also argue women in healthcare. Like when we look at our healthcare system, generally the solutions that we have for women, I would argue, are predominantly quick fixes with a myriad of side effects associated with them. Andrea, can you share some of the lifestyle things that you have actually changed since you went through this experience yourself? Like, are there a few quick things that you're like, I was always doing this, I thought it was so great, but I had to make a transition because it's individualized for you. But I think one of the things I've encountered while you're thinking on that is, as a naturopathic doctor, I have people come in who, you know, they check all the boxes, they're doing all the right things. And then when their body doesn't respond the way that they expect it to, or the magazine suggested it was going to, we get that same shame, or we get that, why me, or what am I doing wrong? And I think you being able to speak to this really underscores the fact that we have this thing called bioindividuality. We're going to each express different transitions and hormonal pressures in different ways. There's no right or wrong way, but I'd really love for you to speak to that experience, because I think it just puts some real life to some of these preconceptions that we hold.
Absolutely. And I love saying that I'm a great example because, you know, we look at like our control group, right? And to me, in my mind, I'm a control group. I don't drink. And like, I try to, you know, yes, I have my, you know, my chocolate once in a while, or I have some type of like something that's going to make me happy, you know, when it comes to our food. But really, I'm pretty strict with what I eat. So that's why I like to say, sure, I'm a control group, because I'm already eating healthy. I eat a follow a paleo diet. I'm not drinking. I'm minimizing my sugar. And it was still happening to me. So I love this question, Megan. So basically, for me, some of the things that I did change, I had to take away things that I actually love. Like, for example, I love chocolate. I can't eat chocolate anymore because, and I was eating dark chocolate, 70% cocoa, like, you know, I was eating the good stuff. For me, I couldn't eat it anymore because it would trigger hot flash. So I had to make some decisions. Okay, so if I love my chocolate, or let's say I love to have something with caffeine, but I'm seeing that it's actually triggering that hot flash, do I want to do it? I'm okay. I'll know that I'm okay with the hot flash, or if I'm not, then I have to remove it from my diet. So yes, I've had to remove chocolate. Very, very, very sad day for me because I really do love chocolate and I was eating it all the time. So I'd say lifestyle choice right there, gone. Very sad. And also what I've done is I've learned other foods that help, that trigger it as well. So I know we've heard from other women, caffeine, like whether maybe it's their cup of coffee in the morning, you know, spicy foods, whatever it is that is triggering for you. So keeping a food journal, really important that we get to know our body. And as you said, Megan, as we get older, we really do understand our bodies better. But now that we're at this stage, keep a food journal. Understand if you eat something and within a certain amount of time, let's say 24 hours, could even be 48 hours, is it what I ate triggering something? So really being mindful about what we're putting in our body. Alcohol is another one. I can't even have a glass of wine anymore. It causes a hot flash for me. It literally, it's like drink, boom, hot flash. So that's where I'm like, okay, these are the decisions there. The other thing that I've done as well is that I've really started to look at my liver, because our liver is our master filter in our body. You know this very well, being a naturopathic doctor, our liver is our master filter. So when we don't clean our liver, or we're not taking care of our liver on a regular basis, that can also contribute to the hot flashes. So for me, doing a liver cleanse once a year, understanding the foods that impact our liver, understanding the foods that nourish our liver, supplements that nourish our liver. So I'd say that has been a major focus for me. And I'll tell you, I struggled big time with weight gain when I started getting, when I was in perimenopause. And here again, I go back to myself as that control group. I wasn't eating more. I wasn't eating more junk food. My everything remained the same, but yet I'd wake up one morning, I'd be 10 pounds heavier than the day before. And it would last me for 3 months. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not doing anything different, which made me kind of go in and look at my liver. And once I understood the role that my liver played in menopause, I was like, okay, now I can manage it and I understand it better. So I do a liver cleanse. I'm able to take off that weight and maintain it until my liver again says, okay, we need help again. Help me. So I'd say that would be another area I've really focused on.
Yeah, I love that you talked about liver because it's so critical from a hormonal metabolism perspective, but also setting metabolism. And when we're working with women clinically, and we've got sort of, I'm going to call it stubborn weight gain, and that like stubborn when you're like, I'm doing all the right things. Like what's the deal here? It's amazing how often when we go back to the liver and we address that piece, how often that's really the root cause. And the other thing I just want to throw in here, like just for women who are listening, it isn't, there's no standard lifestyle that necessarily protects your liver. And so one of the things that I even noticed for myself when I ran my own Dutch test, I did my own genetic testing and like really delved deep into my own biomarkers, is I have a propensity to make really inflammatory forms of estrogen, which puts a great deal of pressure on my liver. And if we think about this as like a bank account, I'm spending so much more money, liver money, than the average woman is. And so one of the things I'm very aware of is that as I approach perimenopause and I transition to this phase, I would qualify myself as high risk for being symptomatic despite my lifestyle. And so I think one of the cool things that we have on the table now, and I know you're going to address this in your with Morphus, Andrea, is really like our unique compositions and our unique risk factors, and starting to move away from this conversation of a one-size-fits-all solution for menopause or hormonal issues or whatever the case may be. So I'm really just underscoring, I'm actually super excited about what you are doing. I think it's going to transition the conversation. I think it's going to elevate the conversation. And I think there's so many places that you guys are going to be able to go with that. So congratulations. It's awesome.
Thank you. And I completely agree with you, Megan. That whole everyone is the same, and whether it goes for supplementation, well, you know, you're saying customized medicine, whether it goes for nutrition, no diet suits everyone. The same way that, you know, paleo might be great for one person, but keto is not good for someone else. And I am a huge fan of genetic testing. I hands down think it is amazing. I like yourself, Megan, I also have a tendency to, you know, spit out the estrogen very quickly and to not great forms of estrogen. So understanding our bodies plays a big role in how we can actually help for someone like yourself, who is a practicing clinician or naturopath, that you can actually help people and you're not guessing. You're like, okay, here's the testing. I understand exactly what you need and this is how we're going to deal with it. And so thank you for bringing that up, because we are so unique and everybody needs, so awesome for what you're doing and how you're helping people.
Yeah. And so in all the work that you have done on the Naturally Savvy side and then with Morphus, and you mentioned genetic testing, are there some key investigative parameters that you really love to suggest women in particular have a look at?
Well, definitely the genetic testing, like we talked about. Now, we're about education, right? So when we come across something that we think is amazing, we'll write about it. So yeah. I'm trying to think, that's a great question and one that I would have to think about. Definitely like any of the urine testing, like the Dutch test, and anything that tells you what your hormones are doing, your cortisol levels, of course. Obviously, I'm a big proponent of blood tests. So when it comes to something like vitamin D, knowing what your levels are, right? Stop guessing, stop taking vitamin D and just guessing that you need X amount a day. What is your level now? And then how much do you need to take? We know you need to take a certain amount to get you up to that next level. So really doing whatever forms of testing, A, that you can afford and have access to. The cool thing about it these days is that there are so many ways to get testing that you don't have to go in and get a blood test anymore. You can order them online and that they're very accurate. So, and it's made it more affordable for many of us. The omega-3 testing. I mean, there are so many different things out there based on what people's needs are. So someone like yourself, when you're practicing with your clients, they tell you what they think is they need help on, and then you can recommend those tests for them to go out and get them. So you're kind of not going in blindly, which is so cool.
Well, and it just underscores the fact that everyone needs a practitioner. You need someone to advise you around these pieces. And it's so funny, because as you were talking, I was like, you know, I feel like there's three dietary paradigms that people can pick from. There's like the plant-based, there's the keto paleo group, and then there's the, why don't you test and figure out what you actually need and stop with the ping pong. Like I find it so interesting online listening to these health influencers go back and forth over who is right. I'm just like, why don't we just test people and find out what the best approach is for them to nourish themselves, for them to exercise, for them to maximize their physiological state. Like it just seems, I'm at a loss as to why this is not the third option that we are all considering and throwing down on the table.
100%. And what made me, and again, being a nutritionist, I tried every diet under the sun. Like literally, I did it on purpose, because I really needed to understand it so I could speak about it, right? And the reason I chose to go paleo was not because I thought, oh, let me try the diet of the day. I actually had genetic testing done, and my genetics told me, my DNA told me that I don't digest starch very well. And if I continue to eat, you know, a lot of starch, then I have a higher chance of having type 2 diabetes. So I made the conscious decision to say, okay, I'm going to go paleo. I'm going to really, and by the way, keto was not good for me. Why? Because my DNA told me that I can't digest high amounts of fat. So right. I made them based on decisions that were based on testing that were laid out in front of me. And then I decided to go, okay, paleo is the best path for me. Now, did I know that I can't digest fat intuitively? Sure. Because if I have too much fat, I actually get nauseous. But did I put the two and two together? No, not until I saw the genetic testing.
Right. It's because of that liver. It's right. It's so fun for us. And we're both chatting as people who are so immersed in this world. It is actually fun to start to unpack these pieces. It's kind of like putting your hand in a black bag and you can't see anything. And every once in a while you get to see what's inside, and then it gets closed up again. You're trying to guess all these different components. But I would really encourage people who are listening, who are intrigued by this. You don't have to be in menopause. Like that's clearly not what we're talking about here. We're just talking about the individualization of your health. And to bring this back to entrepreneurship, whether we're talking about business or we're talking about, excuse me, our health, we're just actually looking for the most efficient path for us to be effective in this world, because we are on a mission. So spending 5 years trying to figure out what diet you were on when you could just really do some simple testing with your clinician to find how you can maximize your energy and your weight loss and balance your hormones, like this just feels like a no-brainer to me.
Oh, well said. And I absolutely agree. No more guesswork. Let's look at what's actually going on in our bodies. And by the way, it also, the biggest plus is that it actually saves so much time. So how much time in the past would you have to go and try and do? And then months later, you're like, wait, I don't see a difference. As opposed to now, it's like, here, Mary, here's exactly, or Andrea, here's exactly what your body wants. Go do it now. And 3 months later, they're hugging you and going, well, hopefully once we get out of this self-isolation, they're hugging you and going, oh my God, Megan, thank you so much. My life, because we didn't waste those 3 months. You actually were completely productive in those 3 months.
Totally. All right. I'm going to do an ineffective segue from talking about hormones to talking about female partnerships for a second.
Please, go ahead.
I feel like unbalanced hormones are frequently a cause of that falling apart. And then we're going to transition to the last part of the interview. But I feel like it's actually a really missed opportunity if we don't have at least a brief conversation about how you have been in a partnership with another woman in your business for the last 20 years. And it's a conversation that I don't feel like we have enough, kind of like menopause. And working with so many different entrepreneurs, it's kind of like, it's sometimes the elephant in the room. So I would actually just love for you to share what's worked really well for you guys as you've built something incredible together.
So first of all, as you're saying that, I'm literally getting teary-eyed because it is my favorite. Well, I mean, aside from being a mom and raising three incredible children and who, you know, being a female businesswoman, having it's the same female business partner for 20 years makes me so teary-eyed because I'm so proud of it, really. And the more people I speak to, I did a talk last summer and I talked to being a female, like I call myself a partnerpreneur, and there aren't that many of us, especially two females. And the reason why I'm so proud of it is because we have figured it out. We understand. I have a whole PDF on the secrets to our success, which I can definitely share.
Oh, that would be amazing.
You know, Randy and I sat down when I was doing my talk last year. I spent months just trying to really understand and digging deep into what makes us successful as two female partners. So I'd say the biggest thing for Randy and I is that we both believe in supporting women. So number one thing, women supporting women. It has always been our MO. It has never been second guessed. We have never once said, well, yo, I'm going to backstab you, or I'm going to do, like, we don't know. It's all about supporting each other, and not only each other, but we support other women as well. So I'd say number one, understanding that. Number two, don't sweat the small stuff. We are not petty. Neither of us are drama. Like, we don't like drama. And if drama comes to us, we understand there's reasons for everything, because believe me, I'm not saying there has been no drama in 20 years. There has been, but we've understood that the bigger picture is about the company and about making a difference. So I'd say don't, like when we would fight, Randy and I, in the beginning, when we first started navigating the partnership, we would have arguments and we would have fights. But the one thing that we did really well, neither of us held a grudge. We would argue, we would scream, we would fight, and we would have nasty fights. This is like within the first year of business, which we don't anymore. This was just in the beginning. We'd literally be like, ah, la, 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 hang up. No joke. 5 minutes later, okay, where were we? There was never the drama, the going to bed, the anger, none of that exists in our relationship, which I really try to have in my regular relationships too. It doesn't always work, but I really believe that that is the secret sauce to our success. No grudges. No, we're not, you know, we're two mature women that we have an argument. Okay, where were we? It's about the company. So I would say those two secrets are really big. And then also like not sweating the small stuff, you know, understanding our strengths and our weaknesses. I said it earlier, like I'm very much about knowing what I'm really good at and what I'm not really good at, and finding that right partner that complements you. Because if you find a partner who is good at what you're good at, then you won't have that success. Because for example, I honestly despise administration, like despise it to the point where like if I had to be the accounting person for my company or getting the admin stuff done, we would have been out of business within 4 days. Like it's just not my forte. But you want to talk about business development? You want to talk about passion? You want to talk about growth? I'm your gal, right? So Randy thrives on administration. So there's a great book, which I'm sure you've read because you are an entrepreneur, called Rocket Fuel, and understanding the implementer versus the entrepreneur. And really we were probably, you know, we fit that model very well.
I love that. And if you haven't read Rocket Fuel, it's an easy read, and it's a great overview. If you're a solopreneur, why you might be stalled, because so many of us, we're really good at the admin. We're like, please don't put me in front of the camera. Or we're like, I want to talk about where we're going to go with respect to growth. And we have 85 projects on the go and nothing ever gets finished. And this just gives a framework to it. So it's an excellent suggestion. And I love that overview. And in particular, that reference to, you know, we would have an argument or disagreement and then we could pick up the phone and pick up where we left off. Like, it just, you have to bring a level of maturity to these business partnerships and not take things personally.
100% not taking things personally, and really understand the bigger picture of why you're here. And Randy and I have been through a lot. Like, we have been through more than, you know, we laugh. We're like 20 years together. We're solid as a rock. We speak, you know, 20 times more, if not more, a day. We're great friends. We really have mastered this business/friendship. Like, I remember in the beginning, I would hear that, you know, you can't really go into business with a good friend because then you won't be friends anymore. And that just didn't happen with Randy and I. We just understood the difference between business and friendship. We understand at the foundation for what we're doing. And not to say, by the way, we haven't tried to bring other people into the business. We have. The other thing I've noticed that I think is really important to say, and I don't know how many of your listeners are female, but I really want to say this from the bottom of my heart. Ladies, like, forget the jealousy, forget the resentment, all of that, because at the end of the day, we're here to support each other. And if we're jealous of each other, it's never going to happen. Don't badmouth. Like, I mean, obviously we're not perfect. Everyone, you know, will say, you know, gossip or say a thing or two, but support each other. Understand, like, now with Morphus, we're bringing in a female partner. Randy and I work very well with women, and we're bringing in a female partner. And we said to her, you know, are you intimidated by Randy and I? Because we've been together for 20 years. And she's like, not at all. We're like, would you be jealous? Do you have any resentment, anything? She's like, not at all. We're like, you're perfect for us. Because if you have any of that in your heart, and you know, we had partners where they were very jealous of Randy and I because they thought Randy and I would gang up on them. Like, silly things. We're like, we're in business. We're mature women. Why would we gang up on you? Like, first of all, Randy doesn't agree with everything I say. And most of the time, you know, most of the time Randy's like, okay. She, and that's the other thing. She's very laid back, whereas I'm much more type A. And that works well for us too, because in terms of driving the business, in terms of her not getting caught up in the little stuff, if I'm really passionate about something, she's like, okay, cool, go do it. But if she doesn't agree, she'll say, no, I don't agree. So that has worked for us too. So I respect, completely respecting each other and not sweating that small stuff. It all comes back to not sweating that small stuff and just understanding that bigger picture.
Before we jump into the rapid fire questions, I want to take a moment to talk to you about Fullscript. Fullscript is a virtual dispensing platform that helps practitioners, myself included, dispense professional grade supplements and improve patient adherence from anywhere. It has the industry's most comprehensive catalog of products, has features like refill reminders and auto reorder, and even sends medically reviewed wellness content to patients on your behalf. I've been using Fullscript in my practice for years, so I have firsthand knowledge of the impact it can have on your patients and your business. First of all, it's super simple to use and loaded with features. Features like EHR integrations, customizable dosage instructions, and an evidence-based protocol library. It makes integrative medicine feel, well, integrated. It incorporates itself into your way of working, with your approach to wellness, even as that evolves, and most importantly, with your patients' day-to-day lives. As someone wanting to address patient adherence, eliminate inventory management, and earn more revenue for your practice, you really should give Fullscript a try. If you're a practitioner looking to sign up, go to fullscript.com/walker to start using Fullscript for free today. And if you're a patient currently ordering supplements from your doctor, let them know about Fullscript. Tell them I sent you. I'm so glad I did that horrific segue, because that was brilliant. And so important to make sure that we included. Andrea, I want to transition to a portion of the interview that I call our KPIs. So just like we have key performance indicators in our business, I believe we have them in how we live our lives as well. So I've got a few rapid fire questions coming your way. First one, what's the most impactful book you have ever read? And I will say the entrepreneurs hate it when I narrow them down to one.
Oh my God, I know. Like, I'm thinking my life is all written books. And it has to be a business book. If it's business, definitely Rocket Fuel. I love it. Yeah. I mean, business book, definitely Rocket Fuel for Business book, but also like, you know, Debbie Ford's books. Like I'm a very, one of the things I'm actually a very big spirit junkie, which I don't talk about a lot. So, and first of all, Megan, I'm so happy we're doing this because I actually don't talk a lot about entrepreneurship and it is such a big part of my life and a big passion for me. So I'm very happy right now. This
good,
is like,
good.
Like talking about business and women in business and female partnerships, like honoring Randy 20 years. Like this is so cool. But I would say definitely a lot of spiritual books. So I love spiritual. I talk about the universe a lot. I talk about my angels a lot. Like I've got my, you know, I talk a lot about that whole spiritual world. So I've read so many books on, oh my gosh, like in the spiritual world, but also self-help books like I'm trying to remember Debbie Ford's book that was like
Dark Guiding Side of the Light Chasers.
Thank you. Dark Side of the Light Chasers.
That was like 25 years ago.
Oh yeah. Like yeah. One of my favorites, like written, you know, marked up. Mm-hmm. The other book I just read now, that I just read recently. Oh my gosh. It's Captivology. Oh my God. One of the most incredible books. Also it's Ben Farr. Amazing book about business and marketing and really understanding consumers. Another book I highly recommend if you haven't read it, Captivology, a must read for anyone in business.
I love it. I'm just gonna pluralize books in this question moving forward because it's never worked to just have one and it's fine. And I always say this, there's no rules, so we're good. What's the one thing you're most consistent with respect to your health?
I'd say my diet. Definitely. I don't really deviate much. You know, my husband last were like, or my kids will make fun of me. They're like, oh, let's have dinner for mom and then everybody else. So I've learned to like really cook things for my family that I can eat. And by the way, I don't eat a lot of things. So I make it for them and I just make myself something on the side. So I'd say I'm very, very consistent with my diet.
Love it. What's something totally badass about you that people would not otherwise know?
Oh my gosh, now you have to make me talk about myself in that respect and like think, ah, badass about me. I don't know. Maybe there's that I love what I do. And I mean, I think people know that though. But I think it comes off in a lot of things. Like somebody was texting me last night. She's like, I don't even know her well. She's like, I really love, you know, you always seem so happy and that you love what you do. I'm like, I guess that comes across. So I don't know if people might know that, but I don't know. That's a really good question. One I probably should have had beforehand so I could think about.
It's my favorite thing to ask because I get this chance to interview these like articulate on top of everything people. And then I ask that question and they're like, oh, but there's been some interesting ones, but you know what it is? It's totally badass that you love what you do. It's actually rare.
Really? Oh my gosh. That's what drives me every single day. I really, you know, a lot of people, you know, Randy, like we talk about it a lot because I do really love my work and it's something that I want my kids to understand, that I want my family to understand, because even my husband, who I love dearly, he does what he does. But if you ask him, he's in produce. And if you ask him if he loves what he'll do, he's like, no, I don't love it. I've been doing it for 35 years, but I don't love it. It's a job. Whereas for me, I was in a job where I was actually really miserable before I started The Healthy Shopper, which is what the first company Randy and I had called The Healthy Shopper Coupon Book. And I decided very consciously to start my own company because I was miserable and I didn't want to wake up every day miserable. Now, granted, I had the ability, I had the partner, the support, and I get all that and I feel extremely blessed. At the same time, I also knew, as you could tell, I'm a very passionate person. I couldn't imagine living my life being miserable every single day. So we made some decisions. My husband and I, like I said, bought a brand new house and I quit my job. So there were a lot of factors.
That's badass.
Okay, thank you. And you know what I think might be badass too, which I'm going to give kudos for, is that the companies that we started, so the you know, we had Healthy Shopper Coupon Book, we had Naturally Savvy, we are really good. And I'm going to say it as a we, not only as a me, because Randy really, she allows it to happen, is we see an opportunity and we just go for it. I don't sit there and I don't analyze it for 4 years and do spreadsheets, you know, till the cows come home. Like I literally just like, we see an opportunity. I was driving down Avenue Road when I thought of The Healthy Shopper Coupon Book. I had just bought my new house. I was into organic food. I was just back at nutrition school. And I was like, how do I merge my passion for life and my vocation? Because I couldn't do the job that stars my soul anymore. I just couldn't do it. And I was like, a coupon book for natural organic products. I went to Randy. I'm like, hey, I have an idea. She's like, I love it. Let's do it. It was literally within like a couple of weeks, Healthy Shopper was done. Like we had started our company. Same with Naturally Savvy. I had met Dr. David Katz at a trade show. he was writing for Oprah Magazine. I wanted to be in Oprah Magazine. I have very big, audacious goals. And I wanted to be in Oprah Magazine. I asked Dr. David Katz if he would mentor me. He said yes. And we had a conversation. I was like, David, hey, can you write about a healthy shopper in your column in Oprah Magazine? He's like, it has nothing to do with the US. Like, you're talking about a Canadian coupon book. I'm like, don't worry about it. When's your column coming out? This was in November. He's like, oh, in March. I'm like, don't worry about it. I'll have a new company for you by the time January rolls around. You can write about us. 3 months later, Naturally Savvy was born. So like, I literally, like, it comes from just like, okay, I just have this innate ability to be able to see things, and then we make it happen. So I think maybe that would be a cool superpower.
It's awesome. It's like the master manifester. I love it. Besides your work, what do you do for fun or play?
So I have three kids, and obviously we've got a family, so we are very busy with my children and helping them. So I would say, what do we do for fun or play? Well, that's a really good question. So I hang out a lot with my kids. I love going out to restaurants, but it's hard because I'm so picky with what I eat. So, you know, definitely going out and spending time with friends, but also I'm spending time with my husband, going to movies. I love movies, big movie buff. I love gardening. I love in my backyard. We have a beautiful backyard. So I love planting and seeing things grow and teaching my daughter to garden. So I would say that would be, I love photography. I love pictures, taking pictures. I don't know. That would be kind of like the traveling week. I actually do love to travel a lot, but obviously now we can't. So I would say travel is a big part of it.
Amazing. You like it's full. I really actually love the insight to know whether or not entrepreneurs have hobbies. And people seem to either have them or they don't. So this was really refreshing. And then this last question, I feel like I already know your answer, but I'm going to throw it out there anyways. Entrepreneurism, are we born this way or do we learn to become entrepreneurs?
It's a great question. I feel that you are born entrepreneur, like as an entrepreneur. I do think that you can make it happen 100%. I know you're familiar with Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V. You're nodding. I'm like, of course you are, because you're an entrepreneur. And I do really believe that it is something that we are born with. It's something that that is innate. My dad is a complete entrepreneur. Like I look at my dad. He started several different restaurants. Like, and really, you know, loves it too. So loves entrepreneurship. But I do think, having said that, so I'm kind of speaking out both sides of my mouth here. I do think that it is something that if you do want to try and you feel that you would be good at it, to either try it or maybe find someone who you could partner with again to make something happen. But I'd have to say, if you ask me if it's one or the other, I'd say we're born with it.
Amazing. Andrea Donsky, so fun to chat with you. I have no idea how it took us so long to do it. Where can we send people to learn a little bit more about what you're up to?
For sure. So naturallysavvy.com is our website. At We Are Morphous will be up very shortly. So take a look for that. But also follow us on on Instagram. I love Instagram at Andrea Donsky and at Naturally Savvy and at We Are Morphous. And we're all at all social media as well.
Awesome. Totally linked up in the show notes. Andrea, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me, Megan. This was really fun.
The Entrepology Podcast is about leveling up your mindset, your health, and your business so you can maximize your impact in this world. To that end, we're going to begin with a new series of offerings to help you have that impact you've always dreamed of. Over on the Entrepology Podcast page, we're going to start doing live broadcasts of episodes. Sometimes these will be solo episodes, and sometimes these will be with guests. This is your opportunity to interact with us live as we are recording your favorite episodes. Adjacent to our Facebook page, we also have the Entrepology Collective, a free Facebook group with hundreds of fellow entrepreneurs just like you. In the Entrepology Collective, we're going to keep you up to date on upcoming masterclasses, interact daily, as well as have new offerings like our Badass Book Club. After a 2-year hiatus, we are bringing it back. Our new April and May selections are going to be announced in the coming weeks, and we would love for you to participate in all of these new virtual offerings. I believe that when people have their health, they can change the world. That is what inspired us to start this podcast in the first place. And that is what is inspiring us to keep going. I'm so appreciative of all of you. Give us a like over on Apple iTunes and come and join us in the collective. We'll see you there. Earlier in the episode, I mentioned Fullscript. Remember, Fullscript is a virtual dispensing platform that helps practitioners, myself included, dispense professional-grade supplements and improve patient adherence from anywhere. For example, when you write a prescription with Fullscript, it gets sent directly to patients via text or email. And when they place an order, their supplements get shipped right to their front door. It's incredibly convenient for everyone involved. The most incredible part, though, is that it's completely free and available to all kinds of practitioners. Actually, while we're on the subject, every account has the ability to adjust profit margins or even choose a no-profit option. This gives you complete control over balancing revenue with patient affordability. So if you're looking to boost patient adherence, eliminate inventory management, and earn more revenue for your practice, you really should give Fullscript a try. If you're a practitioner looking to sign up, go to fullscript.com/walker to start using Fullscript for free today. If you're a patient currently ordering supplements from your doctor, let them know about Fullscript. Remember, tell them I sent you.